Axio Parchment.
The map flew up into the air, slipped through Snape's outstretched fingers, and soared down the stairs into Moody's hand.
My mistake, Moody said calmly. It's mine. Must have dropped it earlier.
But Snape's black eyes were darting from the egg in Filch's arms to the map in Moody's hand, and Harry could tell he was putting two and two together, as only Snape could. Potter, he said quietly.
What's that?
Said Moody calmly, folding up the map and pocketing it.
Potter!
Snape snarled, and he actually turned his head and stared right at the place where Harry was, as though he could suddenly see him.
That egg is Potter's egg. That piece of parchment belongs to Potter, and I've seen it before. I recognize it. Potter is here. Potter, in his invisibility cloak.
Snape stretched out his hands like a blind man and began to move up the stairs. Harry could have sworn his overlarge nostrils were dilating, trying to sniff Harry out. Trapped, Harry leant backwards, trying to avoid Snape's fingertips. But any moment now...
"There's nothing there, Snape!" barked Moody. "But I'll be happy to tell the headmaster how quickly your mind jumped to Harry Potter."
"Meaning what?" snarled Snape, turning again to look at Moody, his hands still outstretched inches from Harry's chest.
"Meaning that Dumbledore's very interested to know who's got it in for that boy,"
said Moody, limping nearer still to the foot of the stairs.
"And so am I, Snape, very interested."
The torchlight flickered across his mangled face, so that the scars and the chunk missing from his nose looked deeper and darker than ever. Snape was looking down at Moody, and Harry couldn't see the expression on his face. For a moment nobody moved or said anything. Then Snape slowly lowered his hands.
"I merely thought,"
said Snape, in a voice of forced calm, "that if Potter was wandering around after hours again, it's an unfortunate habit of his, he should be stopped for his own safety."
"Ah, I see," said Moody softly. "Got Potter's best interest at heart, have you?"
There was a pause. Snape and Moody were still staring at each other. Mrs. Norris gave a loud meow, still peering around Filch's legs, looking for the source of Harry's bubble-bath smell.
"I think I will go back to bed," Snape said curtly. "Best idea you've had all night," said Moody. "Now, Filch, if you'll just give me that egg—"
"No!" said Filch, clutching the egg as though it was his first-born son. "Professor Moody, this is evidence of Peeves's treachery!"
"It's the property of the champion he stole it from," said Moody. "Hand it over, now!"
Snape swept downstairs and passed Moody without another word. Filch made a chirruping noise to Mrs. Norris, who stared blankly at Harry for a few more seconds before turning and following her master. Still breathing very fast, Harry heard Snape walking away down the corridor. Filch handed Moody the egg and disappeared from view too, muttering to Mrs. Norris,
"Never mind, my sweet. We'll see Dumbledore in the morning. Tell him what Peeves was up to."
A door slammed. Harry was left staring down at Moody, who placed his staff on the bottommost stair and started to climb laboriously towards him, a dull clunk on every other step.
"Close shave, Potter," he muttered.
"Yeah, thanks," said Harry, weakly.
"What is this thing?"
said Moody, drawing the Marauder's map out of his pocket and unfolding it. "Map of Hogwarts," said Harry, hoping Moody was going to pull him out of the staircase soon. His leg was really hurting him.
"Merlin's beard,"
Moody whispered, staring at the map, his magical eye going haywire.
This is some map, Potter."
"Yeah, it's quite useful," Harry said. His eyes were starting to water from the pain.
"Professor Moody, do you think you could help me?"
"What? Oh, yes, yes, of course."
Moody took hold of Harry's arms and pulled. Harry's leg came free of the trick step, and he climbed onto the one above it. Moody was still gazing at the map.
"Potter," he said slowly, "you didn't happen by any chance to see who broke into Snape's office, did you? On this map, I mean."
Yeah, I did,"
Harry admitted. "It was Mr. Crouch." Moody's magical eye whizzed over the entire surface of the map. He looked suddenly alarmed.
"Crouch," he said. You're sure, Potter?"
"Positive," said Harry.
"Well, he's not here any more,"
said Moody, his eyes still whizzing over the map.
"Crouch, that's very, very interesting."
He said nothing for almost a minute, still staring at the map. Harry could tell that this news meant something to Moody, and very much wanted to know what it was. He wondered whether he dared ask. Moody scared him slightly. Yet Moody had just helped him avoid an awful lot of trouble.
"Professor Moody, why do you reckon Mr. Crouch wanted to look around Snape's office?"
Moody's magical eye left the map and fixed, quivering, upon Harry. It was a penetrating glare, and Harry had the impression that Moody was sizing him up, wondering whether to answer or not, or how much to tell him.
"Put it this way, Potter," Moody muttered finally. "They say old Mad-Eye's obsessed with catching dark wizards, but Mad-Eye's nothing, nothing, compared to Barty Crouch."
He continued to stare at the map. Harry was burning to know more.
"Professor Moody," he said again, "do you think, could this have anything to do with... maybe Mr. Crouch thinks there's something going on?"
"Like what?" said Moody sharply.
Harry wondered how much he dare say. He didn't want Moody to guess that he had a source of information outside Hogwarts. That might lead to tricky questions about Sirius.
"Oh, I don't know," Harry muttered.
"Odd stuff's been happening lately, hasn't it? It's been in the Daily Prophet. The Dark Mark at the World Cup and the Death Eaters and everything." Both of Moody's mismatched eyes widened.
"You're a sharp boy, Potter," he said.
His magical eye roved back to the Marauder's map.
"Crouch could be thinking along those lines," he said, slowly. "Very possible. There have been some funny rumours flying around lately, helped along by Rita Skeeter, of course. It's making a lot of people nervous, I reckon."
A grim smile twisted his lopsided mouth.
"Oh, if there's one thing I hate,"
he muttered, more to himself than Harry, and his magical eye was fixed on the bottom left-hand corner of the map,
"it's a Death Eater who walked free."
Harry stared at him. Could Moody possibly mean what Harry thought he meant?
"And now I want to ask you a question, Potter," said Moody, in a more business-like tone.
Harry's heart sank. He had thought this was coming. Moody was going to ask where he had got this map, which was a very dubious magical object, and the story of how it had fallen into his hands incriminated not only him, but his own father, Fred and George Weasley, and Professor Lupin, their last defence against the dark arts teacher. Moody waved the map in front of Harry, who braced himself.
"Can I borrow this?"
"Oh," said Harry. He was very fond of his map. But on the other hand, he was extremely relieved that Moody wasn't asking where he'd got it, and there was no doubt that he owed Moody a favour.
"Yeah, okay."
"Good boy,"
growled Moody.
"I can make good use of this. This might be exactly what I've been looking for. Right, bed, Potter. Come on now."
They climbed to the top of the stairs together, Moody still examining the map as though it was a treasure, the like of which he had never seen before. They walked in silence to the door of Moody's office, where he stopped and looked up at Harry.
"You ever thought of a career as an auror, Potter?"
"No," said Harry, taken aback.
"You want to consider it,"
said Moody, nodding and looking at Harry thoughtfully.
"Yes, indeed. And, incidentally, I'm guessing you weren't just taking that egg for a walk tonight."
No, said Harry, grinning. "I've been working out the clue."
Moody winked at him, his magical eye going haywire again.
"Nothing like a night-time stroll to give you ideas, Potter. See you in the morning."
He went back into his office, staring down at the Marauder's map again, and closed the door behind him. Harry walked slowly back to Gryffindor Tower, lost in thought about Snape, and Crouch, and what it all meant. Why was Crouch pretending to be ill if he could manage to get to Hogwarts when he wanted to? What did he think Snape was concealing in his office? And Moody thought he, Harry, ought to be an auror. Interesting idea. But as Harry got quietly into his four-poster 10 minutes later, the egg and the cloak now safely back in his trunk, he somehow thought he'd like to check how scarred the rest of them were. before he chose it as a career.